wraps up that question. The next one will begin with Susan Basquette. And the topic of this question is conflict of interest. This has a very long preamble, so I'm just going to read it. Conflicts of interest do not reflect an ethical or moral failing. In some cases, it is legal for elected officials to participate in votes where there might be an apparent conflict of interest. And in other cases, elected officials are not permitted under the law to participate in such votes. But in all cases, the public has an interest in understanding what an elected official's interest is in the subject matter on which they are voting. So, please describe any personal connections you have to the Ann Arbor Public Schools that you think the public might have a fair interest in knowing about.
Okay, I'm still trying to digest the question. I do not believe I have any conflicts of interest. For the record, I do sit on the board of the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority, and we do have a partnership there, but I have no financial gain in any of that. We do have policies on the board that, you know, govern any potential conflicts of interest. Of course, it is going to be up to the trustee to self-report, if you will. But we do also have legal counsel, a parliamentarian, and a very supportive president who I did consult in the past because I wasn't sure of a potential conflict. The case was we were voting on a contract for a company that my partner was an employee of as a contractor. But again, by the laws and our policies, there was no conflict as we defined it. So I don't, again, I'm open if anyone knows of a potential conflict that I have, but I don't think I have any at this point.
Roland Zulo.
I don't think I have any either. Certainly, you know, I don't have family members or contracts or I don't have any of that. Although I think I've made it, I am someone who does work closely with organized labor in the state, and that certainly affects the way I look at things. It's not a conflict there. I don't receive payment from them. I just go to them often. If there's an issue that comes up, I want to hear their opinion on an issue. And so I do look to them for their leadership and their knowledge of an industry on issues. So, but other than that, I don't know of any conflict.
Pat Manley.
I don't think I have a conflict of interest either. Right now I'm retired, so I'm not getting money from anywhere, and I don't owe anybody anything. As far as my background in education, bringing that to the table should not be a conflict of interest. We need to have an educator on the Board of Education. So I hope that is a plus and not a conflict.
Donna Lisinski.
Thank you. When I was here at Haseley and I saw kids flipping back, I created the Haseley Summer Learning Program. It is now the ThinkStretch Summer Learning Program, and it's used by several schools in the Ann Arbor Public Schools. I have always provided it at cost to Ann Arbor Public Schools or have donated it. It is paid for by PTOs. And I have received one check for $1,000 from a Title I fund for the program. I continue to donate it to every community organization in Ann Arbor. So Peace Neighborhood Center, Community Action Network, Carrot Way, Family Learning Institute have all used it through donated books throughout the years. And that will be something if the board determines that they are not comfortable with that. It currently costs $15 per student. Ann Arbor Public Schools has always paid half for that to cover my costs. If that's something that is a conflict, then I will make the determination to extend my donation, or I will figure out a way to respond to that. But it's something that I can absolutely walk away from if I need to.
Christine Stead.
I do not have any conflicts of interest. Thank you.
Reverend Valkenberg.
My wife is a member of the AAEA, so the state law prevents me from voting on a ratification contract with that union.
Jeffrey Harrell.
My wife is an instruction, is the instructor specialist with the district. Just like Hunter, I will be prohibited from voting on any financial matters related to her. I currently chair the board for the Family Learning Institute, which Donna just mentioned. We do supplemental instruction, free supplemental instruction for kids grades 2 through 5. I will be stepping down as chair of that at the end of this year, so if elected, there will be no conflict there. We do have an outreach program at Northside. We do look to establish more outreach programs, but by the time the I would take office if elected, I would not be connected with FLI anymore.
Jack Panich.
Thanks. So I currently chair the PTO council. Other than that, I have no conflicts. I'm sure that if I were elected, the board president would counsel me to relinquish that role. And I would not do so gladly, because it's a very important role in the district, and I take it very seriously and carefully. So I'll have to give that up.
Don Wilkerson.
The only conflict of interest I have is my children and your children. Thanks.
All right, that wraps up that question.